Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day to stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix a stiff drink, recline and dine.
There you go.
There we go. Another half hour of conversation courtesy of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. He's now circling the track, as it were. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer and Richie. Let's try to figure out what the Russians are up to, although it seems rather blatant to me when you look at some of the rather simple. They're very simple and very direct. You kind of know where they're coming from all the time. The United Nations is trying to figure out what the Russians have for ample, they call it ample scientific data. Russia says that the half a million square miles in the Arctic that no one owns now are theirs. Putin says, that's mine. The reason they're interested in all of this, it holds a lot of the unused oil and gas reserves in the world. And yesterday, the day before, I don't remember, not important. The number of times that I have focused on oil and gas and the abundance that we still have of this. And I think when the week started, the president was trying to convince everybody that we needed to do things to cut back on oil and gas usage, anything that's fossil fuel related, and move in the other direction. Well, we've been trying to move in the other direction, and there have been a lot of obstacles, especially to wind power, not so much solar power, although because there are more and more of these things showing up in the landscape and people think they're ugly. There are a lot of people who are saying to local communities, no, not so fast with the solar power if you're going to put it on the land. Put on
Hillary
a building.
Clinton wins solar power for everybody, though.
Yeah, really?
She's giving that out, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Who's going to pay for that?
You.
Not me.
Me. But you'll get solar power, so hey.
Really? You sure?
Solar panels, yeah, she's giving them out. She wins. Obama gave out cell phones.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Solar panels.
And new cars.
Really? New cars.
Oprah. Roberta, did you get your cell phone?
Free gift with perfect.
You voted for him.
Yeah. All right, by the way, speaking of new cars, more Americans are buying cars that say, look at me, I have money, I want to drive a big car, I want to drive a fancy car. In the month of July, the three most sold cars in America were expensive top-of-the-line Acuras, top-of-the-line Audis, top-of-the-line Lincolns.
Good.
Those are
That's
the
what
three
people should be doing.
Biggest selling cars during the month of July.
Lincoln and surprises me. They're having a resurgence.
Yeah, they are.
They're cool cars.
Most of the resurgence is built around cars that are comfortable, that people are not afraid to drive because the cost of gasoline is going down once again. But I am really, I mean, these cars have never really been in the top of mind, but improvement by 6-7% in the amount of sales for this past July versus July a year ago. And most of them, or many of them certainly, were the big, more expensive cars that are so-called gas guzzlers. I drive a car that is considered a gas guzzler. I drive it because A, I like it. B, it's comfortable. C, it offers me because it's larger. I can see more of what's going on around me, therefore be smarter as a driver. And I think it offers me a certain amount of protection, although I don't know how well they're built anymore as compared to what they used to be. Like, they used to have real heavy bumpers on them, and if something happened to the bumper, you knew there was nothing going on. Last week I was driving, I had my pickup truck was in the shop for something. It was a problem with it. So I was driving my Rover in and out of the fields where I was mowing hay, and we were working the hay. And so one night I came out of a field, it was almost dark, and a guy came down the road and he almost clipped me. And in order to avoid him, I ended up in a ditch. And in the ditch was a stump. And when I drove away from the stump, I left the bumper with the stump.
Well, no cussing at all, right?
I was very angry.
Of course, you should have been. That's
yeah.
Terrible.
Well, but when I was more, the story wasn't so much the guy who ran me into the hole, but how easily this piece of plastic, because that's all it is. There is absolutely, remember the bumpers we used to have on cars that actually did something? I've put big, heavy bumpers on all my trucks to eliminate the problem of running into trees, rocks, whatever it is that we do when we go into the fields. But these cars, it's all flash and splash. It's all for looks. There is absolutely no protection, no strength. When that bumper got ripped off and I looked underneath to see what the superstructure was like, Richie, I couldn't believe how flimsy the steel that comes to the back of it and holds the bumper, if you will, in place.
They have an infrastructure, but it's all wrapped in plastic.
Yeah. And I'm talking about the whole car now. You have Meredith had it.
I mean, cars are safer nowadays than they used to be.
Well, they are because of the internal guts of it. You wear seat belts and you have these airbags and that sort of thing.
Right.
But they aren't built better. They aren't stronger. They aren't tougher. They don't have real metal in them. I had Meredith had
not
a sticker
body. She
wanted me to put on the car. I couldn't find a place to put it because there's no metal. It's all plastic or titanium.
Yeah, a lot of these moms and dads driving around with it, like on their gas cap, because that's the only piece of metal in their car.
That's the only place you can put it. Yeah, right.
So I'm the proud mom of it. It's like put on their gas cap.
Right. the reason for this, according to the major automakers, is that they sold 17 million cars. This is the first year 17 million cars have been sold.
It's amazing.
Since before 2008. Now, the SUV sales are great. The price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude is half of what it was a year ago. The price yesterday was under $46 a barrel. So the price of gasoline is finally going down at the pump. When I say finally, remember when Newt Gingrich said all the gasoline should be $2.50 or under? No matter what it costs them to buy it, because of the way they produce it, the way they ship it around now, the number of gallons of gasoline being sold is directly related to what it costs. So in California, where the prices are ridiculous now, I mean, just plain outrageous, the predictions were that gasoline would be at or under $2 after Labor Day. I see it heading in that direction.
Not
in California.
No.
What are you paying California's for gas, Roberta, in New York?
California, I was just out in California, and I could not figure out how gas could be anywhere from $3.69 a gallon to $5.04 a gallon.
Ask Jennifer. She'll tell you.
Within a 5 or 10 mile range.
Because people are crazy.
It was nuts.
Well,
First, I'd like to know where you find $3.99 gas, because I haven't been able to find that. It's somewhere around $4.29 now.
No, I found $3.69 gas. Go to Gas Buddy, and it'll tell you where to find it. Actually, right by the airport. I think it was like $3.79 for gas. It wasn't bad at all. But Beverly Hills, it was $5.04 at a mobile station.
Yep.
I was like, seriously, guys?
And is that the only gas station in Beverly Hills? That's why.
Could not understand it. In New Orleans, we're paying $2.29.
Should be cheap there, because you got $2.39. All the means of production there. Shipping is easy.
And then, you know, you shop at Winn-Dixie and you get gas points. Sometimes I pay under $1 a gallon for gas.
But it's just, it is amazing how we are being duped, though, still by these people. And under the circumstances, when the cost of gasoline is low, home heating oil is low, all the other things, natural gas is low. So the president is sort of whistling in the dark because nobody's going to pay any attention to this. We think in short terms and short bursts. We think now, okay, today, this is what the price is, so I'm buying a car for today. Tomorrow, the price goes up again. That car becomes worthless. You trade it in for a little 4-passenger putt-putt.
We started looking at cars the other day. My wife drives a 2011 Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
All the bells and whistles and blah, blah, blah. Yep. So I'm like, okay, what are we going to replace it with? Because it's starting to get up there in miles. The price of cars is crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I give $40,000 and $50,000 to buy a well-equipped SUV.
Yeah. That's what it is. Those Explorers are $48,000.
I grew up in the car business. I cannot make myself spend that kind of money on four wheels. Can't do it.
Well, that's why I always buy used cars, Richie, because I want to buy a car that costs maybe $60,000, $70,000 when it was new, But it's off that mark by $30,000 by the time it's been driven a couple of years. Excuse me. So, yeah, but it's really a very difficult circumstance to justify all this stuff. And the insurance rates, that you never look at when you buy the car. Wait till you get the insurance bill. I got the insurance bill for my new car. And in Massachusetts, they value the insurance premium on what the car costs new. Never mind what it's worth. It's what it's cost new. And that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I mean, dude, I'm buying, $20,000 for a car for me is ridiculous. And you can't buy anything.
$20,000, that's nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
$20,000? Oh, my goodness.
That's like a wheel.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep. 44 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Saying hi to Linda Thurman, who was very, very, very nice. She remembered something and saw something online. So, Linda, thank you very much for bringing that around into the focus. And speaking of focus, we've got to. There's no way around it.
Got to
get to something that's near and dear to me. And I'll tell you about it in a moment. Stand by. This is Doug's Good Day.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here with new laws on the books. You can expect credit card changes over the next 90 days, but be careful. You may be sucked into overspending without you even knowing it. Here's the social science of it.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Consumers love those reward credit cards, the ones that earn you free airplane tickets, hotel stays, or expensive electronic gadgets. Don't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months you start receiving emails from your credit card companies advising that you're getting closer to that free reward. All you have to do is spend more to get the prize.
Money.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be sucked in by these reminders. The extra money you spend would probably buy you the free ticket without the debt. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Big ideas often arise out of personal needs. Take Allison O'Kelly, for example. She was a young executive on her way to the top.
Her career took a sharp turn when she became a mom. She didn't want to choose between her career and her new baby.
So her boss offered her a 3-day work week.
But it was still too much, so she resigned and started doing contract work.
She soon found that companies wanted to hire more people like her.
And her friends wanted the same flexibility in their work.
So she started MomCore to match the two groups together.
Now she has a multi-million dollar business, which she still operates from her home.
Think about your unmet needs to find the seed for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Plenty of buzz about New York City's first green boutique hotel, Greenhouse 26, located in Chelsea. It was supposed to open a couple of months ago, hoping to establish that hotels of all sizes can be successfully green. This New York City all-green hotel will be the first hotel in the city to utilize geothermal heating and cooling, requiring a 1,500-foot deep underground well for every six of its 19 stories, cooling in the summer and heating in the winter, with energy costs reduced by 40%. Certified organic towels, organic mattresses, and even organic booze in the eco-friendly roof garden. But as of today, excited New Yorkers keep asking, where is it? Because years later, the building's lot is still totally vacant. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
So this is a good day. 48 minutes after the hour, Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and I, you know how passionate I am about GMO foods, about farming, about the American farmer. about what he or she faces, the problems of dealing with huge government and huge agribusinesses. And one of the things that I find most frustrating is the way the system works. And you've heard me talk about it, maybe not in specific terms, but you've heard me talk in general terms about how the door folds open and shut on not just in the FDA or not just in the government itself. Business people go into government so they can shape policy, then they leave so that their companies benefit from their having shaped policy. There's probably no better example of that than a fellow named Michael Taylor, who is the deputy commissioner now in charge of rules and process for the Food and Drug Administration. His job is to protect you from companies like Monsanto. Mm-hmm. The only problem with Mr. Taylor is before he was the deputy commissioner at the FDA, he was the second vice president in charge of public relations, media information, and a new product for Monsanto. So how does a guy who is a former vice president for Monsanto, who poisons basically everything that we consume, go over to the FDA that's supposed to protect you from people like Monsanto? How does that happen? How does that work? How do we don't know it because we don't pay attention to it because the government is too big. All right, you want to know something else?
Yes.
There are many people like Jennifer who revere Clarence Thomas. I've always thought.
Excuse me.
Clarence Thomas.
I don't know if I revere him.
Well,
that's a strong word.
You think that he has done a good job as Supreme Court Justice.
Think
you
fine.
Agree with
sure.
a lot of his policies. Okay.
Yes, I would.
Did you know that he represented as the chief lawyer for Monsanto for 14 years? He was his firm, and then for 14 years he was at this firm. 4 years he was the chief lawyer for Monsanto. And as a Supreme Court justice, he's ruled in favor of Monsanto every single time an issue has come up involving them. Is this right?
Hmm.
Is this the way you want your government to be run? Is this America in 2015? And there are examples on top of examples on top of examples of this sort of collusion, this kind of crap going on as we try to, the people who are into modern farming. I have a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's supposed to extol the value and virtue of people who are making family farms live and survive. But we're always fighting with the Monsantos of the world, and you got when the cases go to court, you got people like Clarence Thomas, used to work for Monsanto, making the decisions. It's just wrong. But something you should know about as you figure out who you're going to vote for and support as we get into that season. You're 51 after on Good Day.